Chayim Ashor, the Yodam, when Ashor kills the man, Sha'asu Blakanim Ketanim Kedolim, no matter how young the Ashor is, still the Ashor is Chayas Kilo. If so, Eino Din, isn't it a Svar for sure, Shechayiv Alaktanim Kedolim? That if out of your Ashor, even if it kills a kid, you should be Chayas Kilo. So what do I have to have a Pasuk for? Ben Yigach, Ibas Yigach, what do I need extra Pasuk for? Tamara says, no. I'll tell you like this, maybe. Loyim Mamata Soni said, Loyim Mamata Odom be Odom Soni by Odom if he kills another man, Shekhen Chaya be Abba Devorim. There's a Chumrah in an Odom Mamazik that if an Odom hits another man, he has to pay Dalla Devorim. So since by an Odom Mamazik he's so strong, therefore when an Odom kills even a young kid, he's Chayav Mista for it. But maybe to Yom of Ishor, Mashenkan by the Mazik Ishor, She'ein Chayav Dalla Devorim. If Ishor hits another man, the Baal Ashor does not have to pay Dalla Devorim. And so maybe if your shor kills a kid, maybe it's potter from skila. Maybe you only chayv if it kills an adult, not if it kills a kid. Therefore, Talmud, they need the potter to teach me and tell me, oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach. They tell me, lechayv, alaktanim kigdolim. The teachers know that if a shor kills even a kid, also the shor is chayv skila and the bala shor has to pay kaif. Now, v'yem liyela b'muadim. This is only a svar so far by a muad. If a shor ha-muad kills a kid, then we have to kill the shor. How do we know if a shor tam kills the kid that we have to kill the shor? Enochanam is potter from kaifa tam, but the pasuk says we kill the shor. How do we know we have to kill the shor even if it only killed the kid? So Mar says again now, dinu really it's a svara. Ho yuvachayev v'isha, v'chayev ben ubas. Just like yuchayev whether it killed a man or a lady or a kid or not, so ma kishachayev v'ish v'isha. Just like when yeshor kills a man or a lady. There's no difference whether Yeshor is a Tam or a Muad. That we have to kill the Shor. The same thing when the Torah says that if Yeshor kills the kid, I'll tell you also that there should be no difference between the Shor a Tam or a Shor a Muad. In both cases, the Shor, the Shor is killed, there's a Chiyas Kil upon the Shor. The Yod, and also, I have a Kavachayma. Ma ish v'isha shekein hura koichen benizokin madach by ish v'isha, that by them it's hura koichen. It means when they do damage, they always have to pay. Anytime an ish or an isha does damage, they have to pay for the damage they did. That's called hura koichen benizokin. Still lechalakta by ben tam lemud, there's no difference between a tam and a muid, that you always have to pay. So then ubas mashenken by kids sheyofa koichen benizokin. There, if they do damage to us, they're potter. A kid that damages is potter. If so, ain't a din, isn't there a svarish la techlak ben ben tam la muid? Now there should be no difference between a tam and a muid. Now if we see by kids, they're better off. That when they do damage, they're potter. But if somebody does damage to them, they're chayiv to them. So it's a bigger chayiv to them. So if so, there shouldn't be a difference between a tam and a muid. Even if a tam kills a kid, also there should be a chayiv skill upon the shore. All right, I know. So the Gemara says, "Amata, I tell you, v'chidonin kal michoymer lahachmer alav. Do we make a kal v'choymer to be more machmer? That we don't say. So what does it mean? Im amat, or the child of Gersia, what alav? Im hechma b'muid hachomer tachma b'tam akal. We don't say that. Maybe we're only more machmer by a muid, not by a tam. V'yoyed im amata b'ish v'isha. You know what the Torah says? There's no difference whether it's shor or tam." Kills an isha or an isha shekein chayav in mitzvahs. Maybe because the isha the chayav in mitzvahs. Therefore, even a tam that kills an isha or an isha is chayav mitzvah, is chayav skila. But tiyama b'ben obas ma'ashenkein we are shor hatam only kills the kid shefturim min mitzvahs. That they're potem min mitzvahs. So maybe then a shor hatam would not be mechayav skila. Therefore, tam lema the pasuk says oy ben yigach oy bas yigach. Negicha betam negicha muud. It says two times the word yigach. Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach. Why do I have to say two times the word yigach? Come and teach me whether it's a shor ha muud or whether it's a shor ha tam that makes negicha. It's chayiv misa. Negicha betam negicha b'muud. Negicha lemisa negicha lenezokin. We don't even learn out that it's chayiv misa and no din is chayiv lenezokin. If it does damage, you also have to pay for the damage that you caused. The Mishnah says like this: Shor shahoyim eschachech b'koisel, a shor that was scratching himself against the wall, v'nofol al adam, and now the wall fell down and killed the person. Or else niskav, so the shor didn't have kavona to kill the man. The shor had kavona just to scratch himself. Or else niskav v'lohorages a behemah v'horages adam. Or shor had kavona to kill another animal and by mistake killed the man. Or else the knani v'horeg ben Yisrael. The shor had intentions to kill a guy, and then it would have been potter from Isa, and then it killed the Jew. Lenefal of Bahor ben Kayama potter, or else the shor had intentions to kill a Nephil. Also, it would have been potter from Isa, and now by mistake it killed the ben Kayama regular kid. So in all these cases, potter. So by the shor was potter from Tila. Omar Shmuel says like this, potter me Misa. The shor we don't have to kill, since it's killed without kavana. But the chayiv the kofa, the Baal HaShor still has to pay kofer. We don't make the drasha before, like we said, when the Shor is potter from Skila, the Baalim is potter from kofer. No, even though the Shor is potter from Misa, still the Baalim has to pay kofer. For Rav Amram says, no, potter mizeh mizeh. He's potter from both, he's potter from kofer also. Kretik Moro V'yama, you're a tamhu. He's only a tam. So if other tam is potter from kofer. So Moro says, Kediyama Rav B'muid, Lipol Abin Ayodim B'boris. We're talking about here in a case where he was a mu'ad, not a tam. So that's where Rashi says, "B'mu'ad lipul abniyadim ebayrus." The kama shosh nagas aparum. So it's shaykh to be a mu'ad. Therefore, by a mu'ad, there we say a mu'ad is always chayif kaifa. That's the chiddush here according to Shmuel. Even though it's potter from Isa, still the bialim has to pay kaifa. The Marihachi, if so, Barakotlu, if it did it already three times, so Lachur, the Kashmir, that has Kavana then. Like, if it did it already three times, the animal was crashing himself against the wall, and three times it killed the man, so we should say now he has Kavana to kill the man. But it says, no. Bishleim, Hossam over there, the case there, where he's not a Mu'ah to kill. Techaz, the Yeruka of Anophel, he saw a vegetable. He was going after the vegetable, and it fell. Abel Hocha, Maikla Maima, what can you say over here? Like, what enjoyment is he doing it? Lechur is only doing it to kill the man. Tomorrow says, no, Hochanam, he rose like it answer you. We're talking about that the Shor is scratching himself for his own pleasure. So therefore, he has no intentions to kill the man. He only has intentions to scratch himself for his own pleasure. For the Gemara, Minoy Yadinan, how do we know that he's only doing it for his own pleasure? The boss of the Nofo comes Chachik Bay. Because even after the wall comes tumbling down, still the animal goes there to scratch himself. So we see his whole kavanah is for this enjoyment to scratch himself.